Good morning. We are now continuing with our topic of why do we cover the challah and maybe more on Shabbos and Yontif when we say Kiddush. So we saw two reasons last time. Number one, to show that when we say Kiddush, we are sanctifying the Shabbos. We want to show and illustrate that everything that comes thereafter that was prepared for the Seuda is L'kavod Shabbos, L'yakrod Shabbos, to show the specialness and preciousness of the Shabbos that we made all of these preparations. Accordingly, we cover everything, say the Kiddush, sanctify Shabbos, and then uncover everything to show that this was all done for the specialness of Shabbos. That's the first reason. Second reason, Zecher L'man. As we explained, Tosfos told us that just like the man was covered underneath and on top by the dew, so too we cover our Lechem Mishnah because we have our Lechem Mishnah because of the man. The man fell a double portion Erev Shabbos, a double portion Erev Yontif. Accordingly, we have two challahs to remember that. And just like the man was covered with dew, we so too cover our challah with a covering. That's the second reason. Now we're getting into the new reasons. Three more reasons why we cover on Shabbos and Yontif. So the Or Chaim explains as follows. There is a Gemara in Brachos that tells us that there is a special kedima. There is a priority when it comes to certain foods that when we eat them. In other words, if I have in front of me two foods, I have to decide which bracha, if they have a different bracha, which one am I going to say? So when it comes to Eretz Chita, when it comes to the meaning, the seven meaning that Eretz Yisrael is praised for, so it says wheat and barley and gefen, which are grapes, there's a specific order that's brought in the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Ches, Pasuk Ches, and the Gemara there tells us that we have to say the bracha in the priority of the Pasuk. So in other words, Chita, wheat, which would be our bread, comes before Geffen, which is listed third in that pasuk, Geffen meaning the wine, the grapes that we make wine from. So we have the priority. When we have two of these in front of us, when we have, for example, challah in front of us, and when we have wine in front of us, this pasuk would tell us, and the limud and the gemara would tell us, we have to say the bracha on the bread first before we say the bracha on the wine. Accordingly, the Or Chaim tells us that in order for us to not have to say Kiddush on the bread, because we have to say the Kiddush and we have to say the bracha on the bread first. If we have the wine and the bread there, the bread takes priority. So that would mean we have to say Kiddush on the bread and not the wine. So to avoid that problem, what we do is we cover the bread as if the bread is not there. We just have one food in front of us, and that is the wine that we can say Kiddush on. This is helping us, or this is fully assisting us in getting rid of that problem. It gets rid of that problem that we have bread there. We would have to say Kiddush on the bread. Cover it up, and then we can say the Kiddush on the wine. That is reason number three. Reason number four, maybe the best known reason of them all, is so we don't embarrass the bread. If we have the bread there and we have the wine there, and we're choosing the wine over the bread, it's like a slap in the face of the bread. It's a real busha. It's an embarrassment. Accordingly, cover up the bread as if the bread doesn't see what we're doing. It's covered. It's not here. And we say the bracha accordingly on the wine. Now, truth be told, reason number three and reason number four sound fairly similar, and they may be the same. In fact, we can explain as follows, that the whole reason we are embarrassing the bread if it's not covered is because the bread is reason number three, is supposed to come first. We are supposed to say the bracha on the bread based on the order in the pasuk. As we say, Eretz Chita, Sorev Geffen, we are supposed to say the bracha on the chita, on the bread, before we get to the geffen, before the wine. And if we're going out of order, the order that's dictated by the Gemara, based on that limud in the pasuk, we are effectively embarrassing, or we are embarrassing the bread, because we have gone out of the halachic order of the bracha. So in fact, the Avudraham explains it that way. These are really not reasons three and four, but they're the same reason, and others explain the same. Nonetheless, the Or Chaim seems to imply, and the Tshuvas Binyan Zev explains it this way, that these are two separate mitzvahs. So that's why we were able to line item them separately and say, reason number three is so we don't have to say Kiddush on the bread, so we cover it, so now we can go out of order, but it's not out of order now that the bread is covered, so we can say the brach on the Kiddush on the wine. And the reason number four is so we don't embarrass the bread by choosing the wine over it. And the last reason we're going to discuss, reason number five, is based on a Mishnah in Brachos that says that if you say the bracha on the wine before you have your seuda, you have fulfilled the bracha for the wine after the meal. In other words, if you have wine again before benching, you have it, for example, during dessert time, the Mishnah is telling us that if you said Kiddush before your meal, you do not say the second bracha. The second time you have wine, you do not say another Borei Priya Gafen. So the Gemara explains what's going on here. That is talking about on Shabbos and Yontif, because Adam Koveya Suhudu Asolayayin, they would have a Kiddush before the meal, and they would also bring out wine at the end. So in this time period, when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, your bracha of yayin, your bracha on the wine during Kiddush before the meal, would absolve you from saying another bracha on the wine after, at the end of the meal. However, this would not apply the rest of the year, non-Shabbos and Yontif, where they didn't have this kvius on wine, but rather if you had wine before and you had wine afterward, you would say brachas on each of them. Accordingly, the Maram Chalawa tells us as follows, that the reason why we cover up the bread at the beginning of the meal, hechi delechse de koveya su'udaso alayayin, we are showing that we are koveya, we are establishing our su'uda on wine. This is Shabbos, this is Yontif, we are being koveya, we are starting off with the wine accordingly, whether we're talking about Kiddush at night or Kiddush in the day, we have to cover it up, because we saw in the Mishnah and the Gemara that we are koveya our seuda on wine on Shabbos and Yontif. We want to really recognize that and show that. In other words, cover everything up and start with the wine and make it very significant. Make it really stick out. We are being koveya on wine. That is the din for Shabbos and Yontif. Accordingly, we cover up the other items, at least the Lecha Mishnah. So there we have it. Five different reasons for covering the challahs, and maybe more on the Shabbos and Yontif tables. And Amir Chesem, we will start looking at various fascinating questions, nafkaminas, between the different reasons. There are halachic ramifications if it's correct reason 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That will dictate different halachic responses to interesting questions that we will pose Amir Chesem starting next time. Have a wonderful day.